I'm joined by Chris Carr from the Hearing Healthcare Centre. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
And we were just chatting about the beer festival, weren't
yes,
we?
Yes.
And you were saying you were a regular when it used to be in the Corn Exchange.
Yes. I used to come up as a regular pilgrimage from London with a crowd of my schoolmates, and we'd spend a happy day at the Corn Exchange. Having a few ales.
Yeah, well, do you like real ale?
Yes, not in large quantities. I'm not a great drinker, but I like the taste of real ale rather than the old stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can, and also a good pal of mine who he's not coming to the Cambridge one, but I suppose I do two or three beer festivals a year with him. I do the big one up in London, the GBBF, and I do one down in Ealing actually, which is quite cool, which is in July in a park, which is very nice. But we tend to just get a half pint glass and just, you know, not go to bananas, but just try a bit of a variety in a half pint glass, and you can still have a pleasant afternoon without getting...
That was my strategy as well, and we'd end up sort of lunchtime going down the cam, hiring a punt for however many of us there were. Usually one of us ended up in the water.
Yes. Yes, I've...
a race to the loos at the end and back again.
Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it? And that gets worse as you get older, actually, so you're probably wise avoiding them. So nice to see you anyway, Chris. And one of the things before we're going to talk about a new speaker system for TV, which is really interesting, but always a good time to talk about before we start the fact that having your hearing checked on a regular basis, just like people go to the doctors or the dentist to get their blood pressure checked or whatever, you should do that with your hearing, shouldn't you?
Exactly, yes. We seem for some reason to take hearing as a secondary thing, and in fact it's probably the most important sense that we have. Otherwise we wouldn't be able to talk as we are now. So we're quite happy to have our eyesight checked and our teeth checked on a regular basis, but hearing seems to be a taboo. So we've been offering free hearing checks for anyone who wishes to have their hearing checked for the last sort of 8 to 12 months now. So it's just really to flag that up as something that people are very welcome to come in and contact us as and when they feel the need. But yes, it's an important thing, because without your hearing, you can't communicate, and we're a social animal. We need our hearing to be able to communicate.
Absolutely. And of the people who come in and just have a routine check, presumably, like anything routine, most of them are okay, and you send them away with a clean bill of health.
That's right, and it's nice for them, it's nice for us. We've got it on record. If there's any problems, we've got something to refer back to. So we know if there is a change, but if you don't know beforehand, you haven't got anything to refer to. And people's hearing does vary from time to time.
And is it the case that sometimes where you do maybe pick something up early, if they've been in and had it checked early, you can do something that will prevent, you know, it would have got worse had they not had it checked? Can you sort of head things off at the pass sometimes?
Well, if we can see that there's something that needs medical attention, yes, definitely.
But yes.
General sort of wear and tear, we can't stop it from happening, but we can obviously advise on, you know, how to help maintain your hearing at a good level, so you don't drop out of society because you can't hear properly.
No, absolutely. So on that subject, you know, let's now talk about somebody who maybe has got a hearing problem, and we've spoken in the various interviews we've done since the last couple of months about different ways that you can help them, very sophisticated hearing aids and things like that. But this one's interesting because it's a new speaker system, isn't it?
Yes,
that
exactly.
You're looking at. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's a unique feature that came on the market last year when I first saw it, and we're now the agents for it in this area. I'm not entirely sure of the technicalities, but the way it's been described to me is it's basically like a torch which channels light to a specific point. If you think of that in the way of sound,
yes.
They're using, I believe, a microwave system of carrying the sound to a specific point in your living room. So you can focus these two speakers to a particular point where you sit, and you don't lose any of the sound quality, and you can actually enhance it. In addition, this particular version is designed so that we can program in any particular hearing loss that the particular person may have. So they can either have a flat response, which would be the normal response from speakers if they wish to use their hearing aids and watch television, or if they want to take their hearing instruments off, they can then switch to the programmed setting, which will compensate for their hearing loss. And nobody else either side of them will get that benefit. It's just the person where they're sitting, where the speakers are focused, which will get that benefit.
So you can have this, if you've got people in the house who don't have hearing problems, you're all watching the telly together, the person who's got the hearing difficulty can have this device set up and it won't interfere with other people.
It works in conjunction with the normal speakers. So that, you know, everybody else can hear what's going on in the normal way, but the person with a hearing difficulty can have the specific extra boost and the clarity focused straight at them. In addition, they've got a very clever feature which can filter some of the noise that a lot of people complain about when they're listening to programmes.
Yes.
So you can actually filter some of that background racket that interferes with normal conversation, normal programmes. Which makes the enjoyment of watching a programme much better.
Ah, that's interesting.
Clever technology.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And when if somebody is interested in this and they're considering having it, would you? I know some people are. You know, they like to use the technology, but they're not always very good at setting things up, and that sort of worries them. Do you come and help set it up, or do you give somebody instruction in the shop as to how to do it? Is it straightforward?
Well, the suppliers have actually volunteered to set the equipment up in somebody's home and demonstrate it in their home. So basically, if we have a client who's interested in it and they're not technically up to it, we can call the suppliers in and they will send somebody out to actually set it up for them and demonstrate it.
Excellent.
So and it's a great situation.
It is. No, that sounds really good. And how long have you been... is this... I know you said you looked at it last year. Have you just started offering these?
Yeah, when I first saw it, it was in its demonstration mode. It hadn't actually been fully patented to come into the country, so it was really an exposition. But it's now actually on the market now since the last 3 or 4 months. So it's early days, but we've had a couple of pieces of equipment on display for a short period of time. We had a big event down in Saffron Ward in our new premises in the town hall where we had this company, Hypersound, as one of the sponsors there, and they had a piece of equipment there to demonstrate.
Excellent. And you mentioned that you've got a shop at Saffron Walden. How long ago did you open that?
We opened that in July last year, so it's coming up for a year.
Oh, excellent. How are you doing down there?
Very well, yeah. It's on the high street, so we get a lot of people, you know, passing by. So we get drop-ins now, which at Chesterton, although it's in the high street, is not exactly a busy high street. So we tend to get more referrals in that position. But we have the advantage there of car parking, which we don't have, obviously, in the high street.
No.
Same up in Peterborough. We have an office up there with a car parking up there.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, doesn't it, actually?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, listen, that sounds really interesting. So if people want to find out more about this, just remind us, Chris, the best way to get in contact with you.
Well, they can either phone us on 01223 360700 or they can contact us on www.hearinghealthcarecentre.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, listen, lovely to see you as ever.
Yes.
And you never know. I might have tempted you. Maybe I might bump into you later when I'm over there at Jesus Green at the beer festival with your half-pint glass, of course. Thanks for coming in. And we look forward to seeing you in about a month's time.
Yeah.